The Jefferson Dancers are celebrating their 50-year anniversary today at Body Vox Dance Studio in Portland. The award-winning dance company is part of Jefferson High School. They hope to raise $25,000 to support their program. Artistic director Steve Gonzalez has led the company for over two decades.
It's our biggest fundraiser of the year, and this actually started as a house party. We had it in people's homes, and then it kept getting bigger and bigger, and it grew.
Do you feel any added pressure for the 50th anniversary?
Yes. And I think the dancers feel it as well. But just, you know, it's a legacy, and this is a huge milestone for us.
KBU sat in on a rehearsal for their show, Soar.
Okay, places. Here we go.
Focus. I know everybody's not here, but just fill in the gaps, okay? We have four studios. This one, this is called The Dungeon, and then next door is Studio 54. Back in the day, this was the performing arts high school to go to, and it drew students from all over the city, suburban, to come here for the arts, for not just dance, but for theater as well, music, band, and dance. Honestly, the only program that held on through the reconstitution of the school and everything else, so.
Yeah. How was Rhythm?
Honest. There were some good things around. Yeah.
Better than last.
Yeah.
My turn? I actually turned facing the front.
Yay. Okay. You good? Henry, you got it?
Oh, my name is Jaquan Lewis Price.
So what inspires you to dance?
My family, because when I was like probably in middle school or elementary, all of my sisters went here at five, and she was on the stage like at a performance, and I was like, oh my gosh, here too, like Jeff, and it was really cool. Like it was really inspiring. I was like, oh my god, I want to do that. I want to do it so bad.
Jaquan said they watched a video of the Jefferson Dancers from back in the day.
How can we make it like that again? Like, how can we bring it back? And I really want to push my last year, because I'm a senior. I want to push my last year to really, like, be like that again, like, really badly. Because I don't know how to say it. I want, like, the feeling to come back, basically, yeah.
You'll have a few minutes between each of the pieces. That'll be nice. But you do need to change costumes really fast. We have two student pieces. The first one's going to be Harlow's, and the second one will be Piper's. They're both seniors.
Harlow's piece?
Shh.
So this is a piece, and it's called Semi-Conscious, and it's basically a story about someone's semi-conscious thoughts kind of taking over and taking them on a ride.
Basically, it follows the story of Jaquan, and he basically falls asleep, and then he gets sort of manipulated and controlled by these monsters who are kind of like, I think of them as part of his like subconscious brain, and then they sort of take over him and take him on this like wild ride through like his subconscious mind. And to be honest, I didn't really know where I wanted the piece to go. But I just kind of went, I did it as I went.
Piper's inspiration was emotion-driven. She won an award for her choreography last year.
If you let your emotions build up for too long, it's just not gonna work out in a good and healthy way. It's the idea of people covering up their emotions and hiding it, putting on like a mask and performing, and then having that mask kind of break and seeing what comes out of it.
Jaquan said he's nervous for the performance, but excited.
It's exciting, anxious, everything imaginable, because this is the 50th anniversary. Like, it's the biggest thing. And like, I really want to show out for Steve, because he's like a big influence for me. And he's shown me, like, he's teaching me so many things, and it's so cool. And I'm about to, like, it's like, I can't form it into words. Like, he really like showed me a path, and I'm really grateful for him, like extremely. He doesn't even know. He really doesn't know. And I would love to continue. I want to go to college and pursue it, become a professional dancer, all of the above. Anything I can do with dance, I want to pursue so badly. Yes.
For KBOO Portland, this is Anna Wilcox.